This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Residents are being urged to continue or to start water conservation efforts as the state's five-month-long drought shows no signs of letting up. WBUR's Steve Brown tells us while the state can't do anything to make it rain, state officials are doing what they can to ease the situation.
Governor Baker walks with Michael Smolak through a dry and dusty strawberry patch on Smolak's farm in North Andover. Normally, the plants would be a foot tall, but this year, Smolak says because of the drought, they're only 2 inches high.
How bad is this drought this year?
As bad as I've ever seen it. And I was born in 1952, so I've been around for a few years.
Smolak is a third-generation farmer. He says while his business with diversified crops is doing okay, other farmers are not so lucky.
Dairy farmers do not have hay or pasture to graze because it's all burnt up, so they don't have food. So they're in a tough industry anyway, and they're going to be all that much worse off. Cranberry growers don't have water to do harvest in the fall, so they're in a precarious situation. Vegetable crops growers don't have enough water to water their vegetables. They take a lot of water, and so a lot of them have to make the hard decision of which fields do we abandon and which do we water.
With Smolak's farm as a backdrop, Governor Baker outlined steps the state is taking to deal with the drought. Already, the state has declared a drought warning for central and northeastern Massachusetts. The governor urged all citizens to conserve water whenever possible and says he's calling on various state agencies to be ready to provide drought-stricken businesses assistance.
The Department of Agricultural Resources, working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, has activated its own internal drought task force to communicate with and monitor the impact on farmers in the agricultural community, including surveying damages to crops. DAR is also identifying state and federal resources that are available to farmers, including emergency water supplies, short and long-term loan or grant opportunities for economic hardship, and the potential for natural disaster declarations.
The governor also encouraged citizens to buy local in an effort to keep Bay State farms afloat during the drought. Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary Matthew Beaton says the drought has the potential to have long-lasting impacts on agriculture, the environment, the economy, and public safety.
I echo Governor Baker's comments about encouraging residents to limit outdoor water usage and integrate water-saving techniques into their daily routines. While the measures we are asking folks to take today may seem small and insignificant, I can assure you that their impact is collectively great.
MWRA officials say despite the drought, the system still has plenty of water for its customers and is looking at ways to possibly tie into other systems to provide water should they suffer shortages. A special task force of state agencies that monitors drought conditions is scheduled to meet again next month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.